You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That old home ice advantage is gone. That doesn't mean a whole lot, does it, boy? I'll tell you what. You know what does? It's funny not to jump away from the Panthers. Good win last night. Once again, they've won their last three road games. Game 5, huge game for Toronto at home. They beat them 6-1. Game 7, another shot for them. They beat them 6-1. And last night, 5-2 win over the Carolina Hurricanes. Big Bob, 31 saves, was fantastic. Panthers only had 20 shots. Scored on 5 of them, including 2 power play goals last night. We'll talk more about that. If there's, you believe in home ice, and because I used to think it was a lot more. I used to think, man, especially at the Orange Bowl, I thought we could get you at the Orange Bowl and get you out of that cold ass weather and get your ass down here in that heat. And I see you changing your pregame warm up because it's hot. We got you. That's what we used to be stretching, and the big guys are going a little early. And then they go, yeah, we're going to cut back our warm-ups. Coach wants us to
stay off our feet and stay hydrated.
And I go, we got them, second half.
And it's funny, the NFL is strategically and intentionally preventing teams from playing at 1 p.m. in South Florida in September and October.
Are they?
Yeah. Look at the schedule for the last couple of years. I mean, and – it's a especially
wait
the
a
way,
sec. Don't we open with the Patriots down here? Home opener,
game two. Yeah,
game two. Yeah,
home opener.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on the road week one in Colts.
All right, we'll give you one, and then you got 5 1 p.m. games this
don't
year.
Don't you have the Jets early in the year? No.
Nope.
Yes, look. You do. It's the third or fourth game.
All right, so I'm killing this whole thing you started.
Hold on, wait.
Hey,
all day.
Killing them. He yes. just started.
Let me get.
What
to
I'm
it.
Saying is, we got the Jets up there.
Yeah,
that
you
cold
got the Patriots,
again.
And then week two, you got the Jets at 7:15. 7:15 gonna be 1 p.m.
No, that's not
okay. Then you got the Chargers at 1 p.m. That's in October on October 12th. That's pretty much it. November 1 p.m. November first week of November 1 p.m. gonna be. Hot and humid for Buffalo?
I'll know one thing. Don Shula, not to bring him up, let him rest in peace, but he loved 1 o'clock games.
Yeah, no. You should, especially the way the stadium's built.
September 1 o'clock games at that Orange Bowl.
Especially where the stadium's built.
You know those guys played an artificial turf before I got here?
What?
In the 70s, the undefeated team played on artificial turf at that Orange Bowl. They said the temperatures, the stories of John Brody not coming out, like passing out, guys collapsing. It literally was dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hot back then.
It still is dangerous.
Not just a now thing. It was.
Yeah.
I can't believe they had artificial turf. I said, you're kidding.
Where was I? I was on the beach the other day with a young, at a hotel.
Keep going, though. What was the second bar? You said young what?
With a young lady. Yeah. And,
Wait, young?
A young?
Relatively young?
No. I'm sorry. With the more mature lady.
Okay, well, I think she was it a swipe lady?
Yes, it was. And, okay, And the temp, you couldn't even walk on
it was so
the,
hot.
The artificial turf that was there at the poolside. You couldn't even walk on it because it was so hot. So
you probably didn't want to spend a lot of time on that that turf.
No,
anyway.
No. I was good. I was good.
It all day, every time we get together, this happens, man.
Hey, I'll let you swipe for me too, Joe. You want to swipe a little bit later in the commercial?
I'll be honest with you. Between you and Brian Monroe, you guys want to swipe?
Nah, Monroe got it, baby. Monroe got it. I'm learning. I'm entering an age where.
What? Let me hear this one now. You told me you're staying away from younger women. So
oh yeah,
let me
yeah.
Hear it now,
but I'm not.
What?
I'm not desirable to everybody anymore.
Ooh, well, of course you're not. You get older. Of course you're not. Yeah.
This is new for me, Joe. What? This is new.
Isn't there a? There's no better sound than when you match with someone on the apps.
No, it creates a dopamine.
It really does.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It creates a dopamine.
I was with one of our sportscasters. We were on the road.
Uh-huh.
For one of these playoff games, and we were kind of hanging together, and he was single.
Yeah, you get a lot of swipes on the road, baby.
So this girl, knockout, mm-hmm. 25 years younger, comes up to him and. Really is coming on to him and
comes up to him in person.
Yeah, we're at the hotel bar where everything.
Oh, the
happened.
Hotel bar.
So that we're having a drink and I'm going. This freaking. I'd love to tell you who it is, but I don't know if he'd be mad. And but
yeah, you work with a lot of attractive guys. We could do the process of elimination.
So anyway, so
give us
she's
a station.
Working.
No.
No, I'm not going to say Channel 7. That's what you...
All right, whoa. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Uh-huh. So anyway, he's... we're talking, and we're sitting back. I'm going, damn, this guy, this is unbelievable. And she was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We would all agreed on she was beautiful. So she... And she's talking to him, and...
Hotel bar and, lobby, baby.
So now she goes, hey, I hear her ask him, are you single? And he goes, yeah. And he was. He goes, no, I've been single for a while. And I was like, she goes, oh, good, because I really, if you're gonna be here, I'd like you to meet my mother. My mother, she was working the girl. She worked him to the point to find out more about him. I've never seen that. So she was working for her mom. She goes, oh, my mom's.
Oh.
What is your age? Because after that, and he goes, oh man. So it was kind of a letdown, like the mother.
But sometimes the mother's just
attractive. No.
Hey, listen. When me and Perk go out on the road, Perk is looking for the mom.
No, the mothers are looking. Hey.
Yeah, yeah,
The mothers are beautiful. The mothers have never looked better and taken better care of themselves than they do right now. There is no question about it.
Especially if they're in the Pilates. Ooh.
Well, so.
I know your wife is in the Pilates,
you
know, too.
My wife would appreciate that right now. My wife would give you a big kiss.
Pilates keeps it right, tight and right.
My wife saw me talking to you, and she goes, who was that? And I said, oh, my God, I wanted to meet him. So, well, why'd
she was at the event the other day?
Well, when we were walking, she was walking ahead of me. And she goes, oh, I thought you were just stopping and talking
at the tennis thing. Yeah.
Anyway, so it was crushing. So he literally bought her a drink, and we're laughing now. And he goes, I thought she was all in on you, like the older men,
uh-huh.
And you were in, and she was just setting you up and doing a scouting report, working it to find out what you were like, and go, okay, I like everything you've said. You got to meet my mother.
Yeah.
It's not you? She goes, no, I'm with somebody. But my mom would really like you. Are you going to be here tomorrow night? And actually, you know, we were in town, playoffs, you're in town for a few nights, but it was pretty funny. And I always think of that now. I thought... I want to say his name because I don't think he'd care, but I don't know if he's in a relationship right now or not. Don't all day saying don't do it.
Don't do it.
But he was rolling, and he was thinking, and I was thinking, wow,
mm-hmm.
what a great night this is going to be. You never know. You never know when you're out.
You never know, especially in a hotel bar. Hotel bars have been kind to me.
But that's the only time I've seen that, Omar, all the years where younger. Now that I'm up there myself where somebody comes up and starts talking to you.
And is trying to get you for the mom.
And I have had younger women come up to me at some point early in the, so I went to school with your son, or I went to school with your daughter. You go, ouch.
Ouch.
And then they go, Mr. Rose. I go, please call me Joe. Please call me Joe. Don't Mr. Rose me.
Yeah.
Don't Mr. Rose me.
I'm getting there, Joe. I'm getting there. There still is a crop that likes older men. I'm officially realizing I am now in the older men category of life.
Yeah.
Which I used to be able to pass. I can't pass anymore.
What'd you think of this Ryan Clark RG3 thing? It's kind of blown up.
Oh, man. Listen, that is...
And by the way, going on both sides of this, going back and forth. Now, there's bad history there before we get to the basketball thing or we get to women because we got to go to break. I'm just setting this up for a teaser. But they have bad blood between them that finally comes out with Ryan Clark after he's going through all this thing and breaking down black women and white women and black guys with black women and black guys with black women and a white girl that's really good and a
protecting
black girl that's
black
really
women
good
and
how everybody read into the hard foul. By the way, it's all great for the WNBA. That commissioner ought to be going, thank you. Next time they play, we'll have another million viewers.
Yes.
And a sellout.
Most watched WNBA game ever. I wonder why.
Both super talented. And they really don't like each other, which is not really all bad for business.
No, it's not. It's great for ratings.
Hey, they got a documentary. One of the most popular documentaries is about two great teams, West Coast and East Coast, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
And I think that this is exactly what it is. The NBA used Magic Johnson and Larry Bird's rivalry to take the league to the next level, and the WNBA is doing the exact same thing.
The great part of that, those guys became great friends with unbelievable mutual respect for each other, which is the best part of the ugliness of the black and white.
Yeah. Can you imagine, because Angela Reese has a podcast. Everybody has a podcast, but Angela Reese has a podcast. Could you imagine if she had a sit down with Caitlin Clark? Like, they just sat there. See, because, you know, I'm in the podcast production world.
You know what, though? I agree. I'd want to hear it because...
Hear them hash it out. Hear them talk.
Or find out what the problem is.
Oh, we could do it deeper than podcast. This could be a ESPN series. This could be...
But I don't know, but somehow it got flipped over.
How do we not have a Hard Knocks WNBA style? How? At this point, how do we not? And how is Caitlin Clark not the center of this Hard Knocks WNBA style show?
They'll have one.
What's the holdup?
Could be people private about their lives and their style of lives.
Okay. No. All right. You're right.
That's the best I can do circling around the wagon right there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And a ton of her fandom has come along with some racial bias or some racial pieces to why people love her so much. And so now, if you're RG3, when is the last time within your household you've had a conversation about what she's dealing with? You haven't been able to do that because in both of your marriages, you've been married to white women. You haven't had opportunities to have those conversations to educate you on what they're feeling, what black women deal with, what they're seeing when they think of a young Angel Reese. And the whole time that he's mimicking Angel Reese and bobbing his head and moving his neck while he's doing this whole piece, his wife is in the back amening and clapping. And so to me, it's just another situation that now this young lady has to deal with. When I worked with RG3, he would make all of these sort of corny jokes about milk and how much he loved it and how important it was. And he always points out on social media the color of his wife's skin, as if the color of her skin is what makes her special, as if the color of her skin is what makes her a good wife. I've met the lady, I've had a conversation with her. Right. I think she's more than that. But it also leads to what black women deal with a lot from black men who have chose to date or marry outside of their race. They always feel like they have to go the extra mile to prop up the woman that they're married or the woman that they're with over black women by denigrating black women. I feel like we should have an opportunity to move past that and understand that Angel Reese can be great in her own right, as Caitlin Clark is as well.
That was Ryan Clark on the pivot. Omar, you want to?
Pulled no punches.
But I got to tell you, yesterday we were going to talk about this because, I mean, it started with the hard foul, Caitlin Clark, on Angel Reese, and there's been a lot of heavy competition and bad blood. By the way, they're both great for the game because they're two of the best players, both from last year's draft class and played in, what, the championship game, and
yeah,
it was a little bit ugly in that, and it's a pretty good little rivalry. But then you bring in two former teammates that not only played a year together in Washington, but also worked together at ESPN. And one guy's married to a black woman, and the other guy's been married to two, this is second, white wife.
No
go
shame
ahead.
In that. No go. Shame in that. Listen.
Where do you want to go, Omar?
Let's start with this. Let's start with the Caitlin Clark, Angela Reese focus, drama, feud, whatever you want to call it. They had the number one rated WNBA game in the history of the sport, which, God, I covered the WNBA back in 1999, so we're talking about 20-something years of the league.
When they had 1,800 people in the stands?
They had about 4,000. Let's be fair, Joe. They had 4,000. I covered the Detroit Shock and the Miami Soul, so I've been there at the beginning of the WNBA. The league has history, and for them to have the highest rated game where these two young ladies were going at each other again. There's no denying that Caitlin Clark is the face of the league, even though she's not the best player in the league.
I agree. I don't think anybody disagrees with that.
Yeah, there's no denying it. But
she's the one that's got those contracts getting renewed for a lot more money. She's the tiger.
And that's part of the problem. Everybody's giving her credit for she just got to the league. I don't even know if she's a top 10 player in the league. But she's the white hype. She's the Larry Bird. And she, you know, the people are interested in following her, and she's got a whole cult following, and that's great. Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, their rivalry, their cult followings fueled and helped the NBA grow before the era of Michael Jordan. Right. Okay, so that's great. They don't like each other. They follow each other hard. It's personal. How many rivalries in sports do we see on a regular basis, even if it's personal? If it's a man, we look the other way, right? We don't care. Who's a good rivalry? Reggie Miller and the Knicks. They got a whole documentary that just came out. Reggie Miller hated a whole
play each other. Yeah,
Reggie Miller hated a whole city.
Yeah. Hitting threes and looking at Spike Lee was classic.
Yeah. So we're not unfamiliar with feuds. Is it now because these are women that we have a problem with it? And RG3 came out and he made some comments about, you know,
Ryan Clark felt he hit the white wife a little too hard, right?
With
the
RG3, and I agree with him. You don't bring up families. You don't bring families into this. And I get the point that Ryan Clark was making, because the comments that RG3 made basically attacked a black woman. We're talking about a feud, a rivalry, a hard foul. Oh, well.
Do me a favor, though. Don't break down black women. I know you date black. Please don't. No.
It's true. When you're talking about the African-American community, there's no body under more attack than black women. And it's coming from every direction, including black men. So I get it. Ryan Clark was speaking up for black women.
Yeah, that's what I originally thought. But then we found also there was a little bad blood. Yeah. Like you're a terrible teammate. Nobody liked you. And by the way, at ESPN, nobody liked you.
You were
we put up with some
of
the dumbass stuff you come up with, but we played along with it.
No, I thought it was good.
They finally got rid of your ass.
I thought it was pretty good. But they clearly have something personal. It is what it is. And RG3 has had the reputation as quote unquote, and I hate saying this, but a cornball brother or uncle. I don't agree. I watch him, I see him, I love his content on podcasts. I even tried to work with him on a podcasting platform when he got released from ESPN, because RG3 has the kind of following that can grow and grow into something massive.
He comes across a very likable guy.
He is a very likable guy.
And Ryan Clark's one of the faces of ESPN right now.
Not only just faces of ESPN, but he's built one of the biggest podcast platforms in the pivot.
He and Channing and
Fred Taylor.
Done a great job.
Who
the other guy? Oh, he's not with them anymore, Brandon. Not with them.
Why you gotta do that? Why you gotta do that?
I'm in the
well, Brandon's focused on getting out of $12 million of debt, which I'm sure he put himself in. I'm absolutely certain he put himself in.
By the way, Brandon, just so you know, that was Omar.
Hey, listen, if Brandon's talking about doing business with you, there's a very valid reason that they called him Bad Business Brandon. And I say this as somebody who was responsible for trying to handle his business, who was hired to try to handle his business and help him get rid of that reputation. Oh, no, it's valid.
Man, this segment
Wait a sec. Is there anything else?
Back to Angel Reese.
Yeah. So Ryan, Fred,
I like
Channing.
The Brandon stuff better, man.
No. I'll do that all day because he owed me more than six figures. He in six figures, but he went bankruptcy, so you know he could hide and protect. Well, I still want my money.
Six figures.
It ain't a small number.
So you're not even talking about him being a bad teammate with the Dolphins.
Oh, he's right a bad. Oh no, he's a bad. Oh, well, you can cue that up too.
How was it with the Dolphins?
He was a bad teammate, like he is with everything else.
You worked with him?
Yeah. Make sure. Lesson I learned.
Oh man.
Don't work with people with mental illnesses.
No, see, I can't. Well,
no. That's an expensive lesson.
Don't have them as your boss. So.
I don't even know where to go with this whole thing. We just hit. We're gonna have people fired up now.
but back to RG3.
No, back. We got to go to break.
Yeah,
you got to go
I feel sorry for Chad Henne now. Like I used to hate Chad Henne probably partly because of Brandon, but man, I feel sorry for him. If you got to deal with that on a regular basis, yeah, that would make me a little bit on edge too.
Hey, you know what? When Matt Moore took over for Chad, he found out the same thing.
No. Matt just did what Brandon wanted him to do, which made him a great teammate.
Oh my God.
And Matt had a phenomenal statistical season. So anyway, what I hate about this situation is people love seeing black people attack each other, and that's what RG3 and Ryan are doing. And at some point,
you think people really like when they go?
Oh, like they love it. They love it. They love it. People love when they see anybody attack people, but it's specifically black on black. Like two black men are attacking each other over the WNBA. And it was filled. Twitter was filled with it yesterday.
Yes, it was. It got whatever.
Who was talking about the WNBA that much?
No one. By the way, the winner of that whole thing is a commissioner sitting there in her office going, whew, it's about damn time. Hey, that wasn't all bad. Hey, get rid of the fines. We're going to give a couple of them for that. Let that go.
Yeah.
It's worth, hey. Anyway, hey, we gotta go to break here. But I gotta tell you that was outstanding stuff right there, Omar.
Chad Henne, I apologize. I didn't know what you had to deal with.
Oh man! All right,
you weren't a good quarterback, but you didn't deserve that. You didn't deserve what you got.
Oh man!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Panthers 5-2 win last night in game one. Wow. Great start to that game. Verhage, gorgeous shot, really got it started and kind of opened things up a little bit, and just a lot of good numbers last night. The same old system that they play so well, again, working last night in that first game against Carolina Panthers. Home ice advantage is gone. Big Bob, 31 saves in the game. Panthers, 20 shots, 5 goals, 2 power play goals. 2 of those were power play goals in the game. And we are often running with a team that's got it figured out. Hungry, looks pretty healthy at this point after being pretty banged up there towards the end of the regular season. Got some guys back. And boy, they're getting it from everybody. They are getting it. They're not dependent on the same core of five or six guys to score every night. They get some from them. Boy, they're getting it from everybody. Everybody. Anyway, good stuff there. Omar Kelly's in with us today. Omar, you had an article, and I thought it was good. I liked it. I liked yesterday's article. So let me just ask you, without breaking this thing down, I know the roster is not done. They're going to add some more pieces.
Are they?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they're going to have some more money when this Jalen Ramsey thing gets done after June
1st. They got $13 million in cap space. They'll get another $8 million, but they need a couple more pieces.
So how many pieces more do you think they need? We both agree they need at least one cornerback.
They need an offensive lineman, particularly offensive
tackle. A guard, tackle?
Actually, you know what? Let me stop lying. They need an offensive tackle, they need an offensive guard, and they probably need two cornerbacks.
All right, so I don't know if they'll get two veteran cornerbacks or not. They're going to have to go with some of these young guys.
I know, but they should.
So what is the biggest, as you look the way the roster is right now, again, we haven't even, like, we're not even a mini camp yet.
They haven't even lined up offense versus defense.
But so you see the depth chart.
We're super early.
You do know what the depth chart kind of looks like.
Absolutely.
Minus how good this draft class is going to be, and we're counting on it. It better be.
It better be the best draft class in Dolphins history.
What's the biggest need, or what's your biggest concern?
Cornerback talent. I mean, I know they got a lot of young players, the Storm Ducks, the Cam Smiths, the Isaiah Johnson, the Ethan Bonners, and you know, the Artie Burns. Now, he's not a young player, but
30.
Jason Marshall Jr., but they're about to move Jalen Ramsey, which is evident, and I don't think it's something that's reversible at this point. And really, your best cornerback is Kader Kohu. You need leadership in that room, and that's my biggest concern. Who's the leader who's going to lead that young unit? And they've also got a young position coach in there as well. So it's like the blind leading the blind. That makes me uncomfortable. And then offensive line, I say this all the time, and it probably sounds harsh, but Liam Eichenberg is your sixth offensive lineman.
You're all right with the starting five if they're all healthy.
Yeah, when does that ever happen?
No, it doesn't. That's the issue.
When has that ever happened?
Banged up offensive line for a long, long time now.
Yeah, I started covering this team in 2007. There hasn't been a single season you haven't lost one, if not two, if not three offensive linemen for the season.
Seems like we play with, at some point, we go to eighth or ninth offensive lineman.
Usually.
Third tackle or fourth tackle in Houston game.
Yeah, Houston game. If you want to see.
And he wasn't ready to play.
No. If you want to see what could potentially go wrong, look at that Houston game. And you're going to be in that spot at some point in the season, if not for one game, two games, three games. And Liam Eichenberg is going to have to be your starter. And then you're probably going to have to go deeper than Liam Eichenberg, which is who? And are they going to be able to save your season? My answer to that question is no. Not a chance. There are speculation reports. We don't know how valid they are, that the Dolphins have made a call or have expressed interest in Jedrick Wills. And he's a veteran out there. He's a former first-round pick from the Cleveland Browns. Now, he's probably got some injury history. My question is, well, why is he still available? Why is he still out of work?
Well, I say this about the cornerback position with those guys. And maybe you disagree. It's either age, coming off bad years.
Injury.
Or injury.
Yep.
Why these guys are out there.
Or sometimes veterans do not want to do OTAs.
And I think Russell Douglas, somebody told me, wants a ton of money. He wants to get paid like a front line. Not superstar, but a front line starting corner.
I'm not offering anybody out there now more than $4 million. And that's me being generous.
And that's why.
That's me being generous.
That's why Rasul has checked in with the Dolphins and said no thank you and went to Seattle and probably got the same thing and said no thank you.
Yep.
Wait.
The one thing I respect about Chris Greer is he sets his price. Maybe he moves a little bit on the price, because I've heard that they can move a little bit. But when I say a little bit, we're talking $500,000 in improving contract or bonuses or incentives. But once he sets his price is his price. And he gives you, he believes he gives you a fair market price. You're not going to, you're not going to hose the Miami Dolphins when it comes to negotiation and deals, money. So unless you're, you know, one of the big top notch players.
You, I think you're like me though. You feel better about the offense and defense right now?
I don't know if I feel better. I feel okay. I feel content. I am not like a lot of these Dolphins.
That sound like a relationship the way you just said that, but go ahead.
I didn't say I'm happy, but, you know, some days I'm in love, some days I'm not.
Look, if the frontline guys could all stay healthy.
When's that happening?
Well, that's the problem. You're going to have every year, and it's everybody. It's not just us. It's not like nobody else gets hurt.
No. Nope.
But some teams hit or hurt, but we do get 10, 12 guys on the injured reserve.
You know what your problem, and this has been a Dolphins problem for quite a while, and this is what happens when you do not draft well. Your depth is not that great.
Well, you didn't have big depth classes because you didn't have a lot of draft picks. Class.
But even if you did have draft picks, like Channing Tindall, I give you a perfect example. For other organizations, other franchises, Channing Tindall should be a starter right now. No, you had to go out and you had to spend big money and you had to trade for players to address the fact that Channing Tindall should have replaced Jerome Baker. He didn't because he wasn't good enough.
You can go across the board with that.
You could go across the board. Yeah, yeah. Cam Smith, same thing.
We should be talking about Cam Smith as a starter.
Yeah.
That's a solid player going into year three that you really like.
You shouldn't have to sign Kendall Fuller because Cam Smith should have been ready, but he wasn't. You know, now you got Cam Smith battling with Storm Duck. Okay, one's a second round pick, your first draft pick of 2024, and one's an undrafted rookie. There should be no conversation between that your second round pick is better than an undrafted rookie. But that's an annual thing, like, and offensive line. You know, Liam Eichenberg has started 52 games. 52, that's a lot.
Had to play center. We went down a whole bunch of centers. He had to play
52
there
games in 4 years. That's a lot of starts, and we all know he's not good. Like, but he's the best that you got to put in there right now. Now the question is, if something happens to one of these starting guards, and you keep in mind James Daniels is coming back from an Achilles injury, are you comfortable with Liam Eichenberg starting half the season? Because generally, that's what he's going to have to do. At some point, that's what he's going to have to do.
They like him, I think, best at guard.
Okay.
You agree?
You didn't answer the question. Are you comfortable with Liam Eichenberg starting half the season?
I got to be honest with you. If I'm Liam Eichenberg, unless I didn't have another team that was interested.
You should have gotten out of here.
I would like, if he must hear what people in the media and the fan base think about you.
They are going to hide Liam Eichenberg from me
and,
for the entire offseason.
Well, it's just, I'd want a fresh start is my point.
Correct.
It's not that, because Eichenberg's a good guy. It's like, but look at man. Eichenberg, I don't know if you're, you got to be aware of it. You and your wife got, like, we got to go. We got to get a fresh start somewhere.
Yes.
Fresh start. We don't have to hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to put us at one or two positions, and you're good to go. And he came back.
Man, listen. And here's my thing. Let's say Eichenberg just comes into camp in great shape and dominates.
Okay.
Dominates. Clearly he's better than Jonah. You still lost. You still lost as an organization. Because now you're saying, man,
we moved up to 37.
We couldn't even draft the guy better than Liam Eichenberg.
Yeah.
Like, yes. So I agree with you. He should have left.
There's a couple things that we'll come back and talk about this, but those first two picks at the 37th pick,
Kenny,
and the pick
Kenny,
in the first round,
Kenneth
those
Grant.
Two need to come in and start. Period. Start.
Okay.
Start and play.
Baseline. No, they need to be good. I don't want just starting.
Well, if they're
Michael Dieter started.
Yeah, but
he sucked.
If they're really bad, they'll move on to somebody. Well,
they won't. No, they won't.
Not just leave him
this organization.
If he's getting blown out. On
Michael
the
Dieter. Michael Dieter. Liam Eichenberg.
How much did Michael Dieter play?
He started whole rookie season. Entire rookie season. And he sucked. Solomon Kinley started his entire rookie season. Sucked.
Dieter got a coach fired.
Dieter did get a coach fired. Yes, he did.
Refused to play him. So he can't play. He goes, he needs to play. He goes, he can't play.
Yeah, correct. And the coach got fired. And then we'll find somebody else to come. Yep, you're absolutely correct.
We've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. We'll get into more of trying to put this roster together and where it stands and how you feel about it and everything else. There's so many different parts of it.
Like Joe Philbin, I feel a little queasy. You remember that?
I like Joe.
Did you?
I like Joe.
Joe was useless.
Joe was not very up to date on what was going on with the kids. No.
Joe was not good at his job.
No. Joe was, when he said he was upstairs in that office. You're locked down. There's no question.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.